Hey guys, welcome back to Chronic Fangirl. So I'm gonna make a disclaimer for this podcast. I'm dog sitting for my aunt at the moment. Yes, last time I was dog sitting for a family friend. This time I'm dog sitting for my aunt, and I have the puppy right here. She's not a puppy. She, again, is an old girl. But we're having a thunderstorm right now, so she's right next to me and she's panting because she's scared. So if you hear her panting, that's why. Or hear the thumping that just happened or her hack up along. You know, she's right here, that's why. Anyway, let's get into the topic. Actually, this is going to be a very personal podcast today. I was going to do a paradox cast. However, some stuff has come up the past week or so that kind of that I need to talk out, and I've talked about it in therapy and with members of my family, but you know what? You guys are pretty awesome, so I'm gonna talk about it here too. So my stepsister, my dad's wife's daughter, is getting married in October. Now, why am I making a podcast about that? Well, fine viewers, let me tell you. I haven't seen or spoken to my stepsister in nearly 5 years. I went over to my dad's wife's mother's house for Thanksgiving for a little bit the year my mom died. And that was the last time I saw her, which, okay, wonderful. I haven't spoken to her since then. And about a week ago, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more, I don't know, I don't remember, I get an invitation in the mail. It's very clearly a wedding invitation, addressed to me and guest. Okay. And then I look at where it's coming from, and it's from down the shore where my dad lives. And I was like, who do I know down there that's getting married? So I open the invitation, and it's my stepsister. Okay. I keep reading on. The reception is at a yacht club. Now, let's get into why I take issue with this. My dad doesn't have any pictures of me up in his home. Not one. Not a single picture. Not even, like, baby pictures does he have up in his house. He does, however, have baby pictures. Not baby pictures. He has pictures of my stepsister. Okay. He makes it very, very clear that my stepsister, who's a little bit older than me, is the daughter that he's always wanted. Perfect little daughter. She graduated college on time, went to grad school, got her RN, and is currently a nurse. She's a good little Catholic girl. And here I am, nearly 10 years out of high school. I still don't have a college degree at any level. And even though I love my job and I view it as a career and I view it as a career path, very few people, very few people in my family view what I'm doing as a career path. My great-grandmother July, 4th of July. She said, well, you need to get a job, because I said I was going to pay my way, my tuition for this semester or next semester. And she's like, well, you need a job. I was like, I have one. And she's like, well, you need a good paying job. I was like, I make nearly $15 an hour. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get anything better than that without a college degree. So, yeah. just, you know, thought I'd throw that one out there. Not a good little Catholic girl. I'm a witch. So, I've had a feeling for a very, very long time. I've kind of known in the back of my mind that my stepsister is going to get this big, elaborate wedding, and I'm not. or if I do, if I even get married, I'm going to have to pay for it myself. I was accepted into the University of Arizona right out of high school. I didn't wind up going, and let me tell you why. It's kind of a twofold thing. My mom didn't fill out her portion of the paperwork for my loans because I was an out-of-state student, because I've been born and raised in New Jersey. I lived in New Jersey. I didn't live in Arizona. There was no way I could afford to go to U of A without loans. And my $27,000 loan fell through because my mom didn't fill out her portion of the paperwork. And then, when I told her that, she's like, oh, it must be my credit. My credit is shit. Yes, Mom, I realize that because you don't pay your bills. So, my first instinct was to go to my dad and say, hey, Dad, is there any way you can co-sign this loan for me so I can go to school? His response? If I co-sign a loan that big, my wife will divorce me. Cool. Awesome. Thanks, Dad. So I didn't go to University of Arizona because I couldn't find a co-signer for a loan, and I was under the age of 24 and therefore could not sign my own loans yet. My grandparents felt terrible because my grandfather just got a car, okay? And he just signed a loan for a car. So, yeah, obviously he can't co-sign a loan for me for, like, a student loan. It's not gonna work. I called, close friends of mine. I called everybody I could think of to sign or just co-sign a loan for me, and they either couldn't, or they didn't want to. Which, from non-family, I totally get, but I had people who weren't in my family who were completely and totally willing to co-sign a loan for me, but they knew it wouldn't be approved because of their bad credit. Do you understand how frustrating it is that your own family won't help you go to college? And then, after my mom died, I had to take time off of school, off of college, because, again, couldn't sign my own loans, couldn't file a FAFSA on my own, so I had to take time off because I couldn't afford to go to college without Pell Grants or loans, because my dad wouldn't help me fill out a FAFSA. So, I had to take time off, and my dad was like, see, this is why you shouldn't have done the Disney College program, because then you would have been done with college by now. No, Dad, I wouldn't have. You want to know why? Because I didn't know what the fuck I wanted to do with my life. So, Like I said, I've known for a very long time that my stepsister is going to have this big elaborate wedding. And like I was telling my grandmother when I got the invitation, I could call my dad up today and say, "Hey dad, guess what? I'm getting married." And his response would be, "Okay, see you at the wedding." And it kind of hurts that, because, okay, not that I have a solid plan of, okay, I want to be married by 40 so I can have kids. No, I have every intention of not getting married and adopting kids. I don't know how, because I have a chronic illness and I'm probably going to be completely denied. But yeah, so, you know, that's always fun. I was talking with my therapist about it last week, and this kind of led into our discussion that we had about me being a witch. But she was like, "Let me guess, it's in a Catholic church." I was like, "Yep." And quite frankly, I can walk into a Catholic church for a wedding. I just have no desire to go every week, and I have no desire to be associated with the Catholic religion. That's just me and my personal thing. I have issues with the Catholic Church, and it's no secret. But I can walk into a church for a wedding and be just fine. And she's like, "All right, so this is what I need you to do." She's like, "I need you to wear something witchy. Just like black or purple or some other kind of witchy color." I was talking to my manager about it, and she goes, "No, Coley, what you need to do, you need to get full stereotypical witch garb and wear that to the wedding." Like a cloak and like those pointy, like curly shoes and like striped knee socks and maybe a pointy hat. I was like, "I like that. That's funny." I was like, "But no, I don't want to do that." Mainly because a lot of my family doesn't know that I'm a witch. Yeah, they don't. I don't even like the term, I'm quote unquote in the broom closet, because like that, no, I'm not in the broom closet. They just don't know I'm a witch. Like, I don't like saying that I'm in the broom closet, because that's just too close to being in the closet, and that's, I mean, that too, but, 'cause I'm queer. Yes, I identify as asexual, but I just feel better with the term queer. Let's be honest, there, even if I were completely straight as an arrow, I'd still be queer, because I've literally been raised in the LGBT community. Literally been raised. I had somebody tell me that once. I went to the Northeastern LGBT conference one year, and one of the women giving a workshop, I told her, I was like, "So this is what, you know, I'm straight, but like, I gave her my backstory," and she's like, "Honey, you're not straight, you're queer as an arrow." Thank you. So, yeah. And I have no problem with that. But I also don't want, while witches and people of witchcraft type spirituality are very often, I don't even want to say discriminated against, because, I mean, we can be, we have been, but I don't feel like it's been to the level of the LGBT community. I don't even know if that makes any sense whatsoever. And that is thunder. I'm so sorry. Like I said, we're in the middle of a thunderstorm. But I mean, like, yeah, witches. Not even witches. People who were suspected of witchcraft were burned at the stake and hung and killed for being suspected of being witches. And they were convicted on spectral evidence, which is insane. But at the same time, that's not unique to witches. And honestly, I don't even know the last time or how recently a witch has been killed for being a witch. I don't know. But there are so many members of the LGBT community who even still, like to this day, are being murdered for being who they are. Whether they're trans people of color, whether they're gay. I mean, I remember the story of Matthew Shepard because I was old enough to understand what was going on. And that was the first time I saw any, like that was the first time that it kind of clicked for me that there is evil in this world and there is hate in this world. So I feel really icky saying that I'm in the broom closet because I don't know. I just, that's such a loaded statement and I don't like it. So I don't really say that kind of a thing. I just would rather say my family doesn't know I'm a witch. Simple as that. Yeah, so I don't know. This is a little bit shorter than my last podcast, but I just needed to kind of talk it out with myself and with all of you. So thank you for listening to me ramble on about this. So I'm going to my stepsister's wedding, and as my aunt pointed out the other day, there is a very real possibility that they're going to take family pictures and not include me. And if that's the case, I'll probably wind up sobbing and it won't be happy. Because if you're not going to include me in the family pictures, why are you inviting me to your wedding? Like, I realize that, like, pretty sure your mom doesn't like me, pretty sure you don't like me. I honestly truly feel like they're just inviting me because they have to. But, like, I don't know. I don't know if I would rather just not be invited or if I would rather be invited and go and be left out of family pictures. I don't know. I don't know. All right, so that's that. I'm gonna head out, and go have something to eat because I'm hungry, and yeah. So I will talk to you guys next time, and my next podcast will be a paradox cast. We're gonna dive into some paradoxes because I fell down a YouTube rabbit hole one day or one night because I was looking up paradoxes until about 3 o'clock in the morning. So my next podcast is going to be a paradox cast, and I really hope you guys like it because I love paradoxes. I'm an English major. That should shock nobody. So anyway, make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram at chronic fangirl_pod. That's the Instagram. Follow my personal Instagram at Coley Marie, KOLIMARIE, or follow my personal Twitter at Couricshargite, CouricshargiTay. That's really long. Holy crap. You can always, if you're listening on Anchor, you can always leave me a voice note on anchor.fm or from the smartphone app. If you're listening at a place that allows you to rate and review my podcast, please do that. And I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.